We're doing Simen Tov Kuf Samach Aleph, the entire Simen, and that is the halacha of someone who sees the place of the Churban. Haroa Ore Yehuda b'churbanan. Someone sees the cities of Yehuda as they're destroyed, meaning in a destroyed state. Omer, he's supposed to say the pasuk Ore Kotshecha Hayu Midbar v'korea, and then he tears Kriya. Says the Ramah, "Veinachayev lekroel akshemagiel esamoch lehem k'momen atzofim leYerushalayim." That's only when you get close enough that you see it, which is this place called Sofim to Yerushalayim. So that it's got to be that you see it clearly, not that you see it from so far that it's barely visible. Now, later we're going to see exactly the shear and when one is supposed to tear. It says Ore Yehuda, Ore Yisrael are not chashev enough. It's got to be dafka Ore Yehuda. And only then one tears. The details of tearing we're going to see further. Siv Beis Haro Yerushalayim b'churbana. Omer, he says the pasuk, Tzion Midbar Hayasa Yerushalayim Shmama. That's the correct girsa of the pasuk. Ukisharoa Beis HaMikdash, Omer Beis Katshenu V'Sefarteinu Asher Luchava V'Seinu Hayalus Reifes Eish V'Chol Machmadenu Hayalachorva V'Korea. So you say that pasuk, and then you tear. Umehechen chayav lekroa. When is it? At what point? At what distance from Yerushalayim do you tear? Minhat Sofim, from this place called Sofim. V'acharkach kashira mikdash korea kera acher. So first, if he sees Yerushalayim and then the Beis Hamikdash, so first he tears and then he tears a second time. V'chol kriya tefach, and every kriya is supposed to be the size of a tefach. V'imbo derech hamidbar, whereas if you come from the desert. If you're coming from the desert, say if you're coming from the north or the east, so before you see Yerushalayim, you don't really get to see, before you see the Yerushalayim, you already get to see the Makom HaMikdash. Korea la Mikdash Tefach, first you tear on the Mikdash, v'acharkach shir Yerushalayim, mosif al kararishin kol shehu. If you saw the Makom HaMikdash and then you see the ruins of Yerushalayim, so then you tear for the Makom HaMikdash a tefach, and for Yerushalayim you just add a kol shu, nothing more. So the Mishnah Berurah says it has to be three etzbos away, it can't be right next to it, and then you tear. In terms of where you have to tear from Menat Sofim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if you're so close to Yerushalayim that it's roy to see the Makom HaMikdash, even if you're careful not to see the Makom HaMikdash, you're chayiv in kriya immediately. It means the chi of kriya is from the Makom that you can see the Mikdash, even if you actually didn't. Mishnah Berurah also brings down that on the day that you see the Makom HaMikdash, it is roy that you should not have basar and yayin. He then says that Bizman Hazeh, walking into the Makom HaMikdash is an Isser of Koris. There are different shitas as to exactly what the exact places are. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that we have to be choshes for Koris because Kedushas Yerushalayim is Lobotl even Bizman Hazeh. Now the halachi is when one tears Kriya, so he's supposed to tear Kriya and say Mizmor Liyosaf. He then makes the bracha of Baruch Dayana Emes, and then he tears. And we'll see some more details of it as we go on. Once one tore for one of the Ari Yehuda, he doesn't tear for another one. Chutz Mirushalayim, the chshivas of Yerushalayim is even after an ear in Yehuda, one would tear to Yerushalayim. Shechozav v'korei alea kera ach b'fnei atzmo. V'im koral Yerushalayim, ein tzorach lekoral shari Yehuda. Yerushalayim is the ikur over Ari Yehuda, so if you tear over Yerushalayim, you don't have to afterwards tear for Ari Yehuda. Kol ha-karoy me'elu, all of these tears. Biyodo, they're supposed to be done by hand, not using a knife or scissors. Uma umed, standing, you're not yotza kri if you sit. V'korea kol ksuso sha'olava shi'egala es libo. According to the Mechaber, you're supposed to tear all of your clothing until you actually get to your heart, meaning that until you get to your skin. V'eino ma'acha karam elol. You don't sew them back normally forever. Avarashai l'shanlan l'molam l'laknon l'tofran k'min sulamis. You're allowed to pull them together and then sew them up in a crooked manner, in a way that it's not straight. That it looks like a ladder. Your stitching looks like a ladder. Now, because he has to tear at Shigalas Libo, the halacha is that one is required to tear on Tzad Smol, on the left side, the same way one tears for a parent. With regard to that you cannot sew it up, the normal sewing up means that you sew it from the back and the front. What you have to do is just sew it in an irregular manner. Even sewing it in an irregular manner should only be the next day, not the actual day that you sew the Makom HaMikdash. Sifhei haya holoch ova l'Yerushalayim. Holoch ova toch lamed yom. Someone who visits Yerushalayim every 30 days does not have to, within 30 days, does not have to tear. Eina korea kera acher. V'ma'acher lamed yom chozov korea. But if he hasn't been 30 days, then he does. Says the Rama, V'wa din bar Yehuda v'mikdash, not only Yerushalayim, but the same goes for Ar Yehuda and the Mikdash. So that the halacha is, if someone saw within 30 days, even if for some reason he didn't tear kriya, when he goes the second time within 30 days, he doesn't have to tear again. In the case of someone who was born in Yerushalayim, as a katan he was potter, when he grew up he was used to seeing it already. So the halacha is he wouldn't have to tear for the Makom HaMikdash.